wanna bring you down. Motherfuckers don't even know
I dream filthy, my mom and pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off, should have pushed them dead off. Wipe the sweat off, cause in this world I'm dead off. Squeeze let off, then sped off. Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn. Army fatigue, bring fatigue to enemies. Look man, you wanna see me locked up, shot up. Mom's crotched up over the casket, screaming bastard, crying. Know my friends is lying, y'all know who killed them. Filled them with the Lucas from their Rugas or their desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant, kinda quiet. Watch my niggas bring the riot, giving cats the opposite of diets. You gain 30 pounds when you die, no lie. Lazy eye, I was high when they hit me. Took a few cats with me, shit, I need the company. Apologies in order to Tiana, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sorta like Daddy Dearest, my vision be the clearest. Silences so you can't hear it. Competition still fearing. Shit, don't ask me. I went from ashy to nasty to classy and still.
That's not all. MCs have the gall to pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall.
This goes out to cats. Fingers in the ass again. $50 half a man. Daydreaming. Fuck around. Get wet like semen. Your whole team. More gone to free me. I took the cream, moved to new places, new faces, fuck the screw faces, cause when I flip, I make the papers. Dangerous, we good fellas, niggas can't bang with us, try to do me, my crew be unruly, some old school cats that call gats toolies, call blacks moolies, think it's cool to smoke woolies, and fuck without rubbers, specialize in killing wives and grandmothers. Who you trusting? Shit, when Frank start busting, Frank start something. Killing you gently, God meant me to push a Bentley. Me and Sean Combs taking broads home. On the phone with the chip, with these crystal chicks. About to make our own porno flicks, my life's the shit.
That's not all, MCs have the goal. To pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall.
Hold the gold, now we floss with diamonds. Niggas want my team to stop shining. Pray my fame start declining. Whining like girlies, we've been around the world twice. All we got is more ice and more nice. Sacrifice your heart, Lexus with the automatic start. 50 shots to tear your club apart. Eating shrimp a la carte with some bitches from Brussels. Eating clams and mussels. Hella, octopus, pretty face, no waste. I just want the bush so I can mack it. Give her a package to push, cause I work them hoes, bend their hoes. I show you how to play them hoes. Can you just visualize it? Before I go to sleep, I check the beds in the closet so I can sleep safe. Not too many keep a meal in the briefcase. Infrareds help me sleep safe, but wait.
Yo, what up?
It's yeah.
Empress Journey, a.k.a. Miss I Said It, and my favorite person in the world. How you doing over there, KB?
I am doing well. The bridge just won, too, for those playing along at home.
Huh?
Yeah, please continue.
Okay.
If they listen to the previous shows, they know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I'm a bit of a Braves fan, you know what I'm saying? Baseball is all we got left right now.
So guess what, everybody? That song was exactly the proper set-off for our show today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you that I had one of the best weekends I've had in a very long time. But it was just the one moment that has inspired this whole show. So basically, we're going to talk to you about jealousy this evening.
Word. And like Puffy said, jealousy is a motherfucker.
Jealousy is a disease.
Word.
Seek help.
It's a very unattractive trait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just, okay, we're going to go ahead and tell the backstory. So basically, the other night I was at the Raekwon show. Shout outs to everybody that was there. I mean, Charles killed it. Endangered Species was there. Royal T did his thing. Then surprise guest Joe Scudder and Pooh from Little Brother. It was just an amazing night of music. So
who did end up coming out with you? Because I didn't even know they was going to be
Royal T.
A royalty?
Yeah. That's good. But he just introduced them out, and then it was like a surprise. Like, woo, who's here? I was like, oh, my homie's here. What up, what up, what up?
So, like, Pooh and Skylar is a group now?
No. Actually, Pooh has a new CD out. It's Fatboy Fresh. Something along those lines. But, you know, we'll get deeper into that because we got a surprise for you as well. But anyway, that's another show. The thing is, during this show, I met the dumbest bitch on Earth.
Did you really?
Earth with an F. Earth. So that's how you know I'm just, I feel a way. Okay, see, long story short, I ran into one of my homeboys that I hang with like that's my homie, that's my ace. We go way, way, way back. We used to at least dinner, like at least every other week, period. You know.
Y'all ain't had no overlapping time in it. Carry on.
Overlapping time. No, I never been on his lap. That's fine. But the thing is, it's just we tight like that. That's my dude. Like, that's my man, 100 grand. It was just wow. Okay, so I ran up on him like I always do and gave him a hug. He bought me a drink and it's like, yeah, we caught up on old times for a little bit. And then I went on about my business. Now, him being my partner like this, I would hate to put him on blast though. But guess what? Drop a bomb on that ass.
You don't gotta say his name though.
I'm not gonna say his name. But I'm just gonna say he's a producer.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And not only are we friends, but we do business together. So you know what I'm saying? This situation is just kinda just wow. So while I was at the show, of course I ran into a bunch of people I knew. Oh bitch, random. Off the story right quick, I ran into Reggie Rhymes. Shout out to Reggie Rhymes.
Reginald Rhymes.
Yeah. So it's like I was running into a bunch of people, but I ran into this rapper I knew who needed some beats for a project, a really big project he's doing. So basically I was like, yo, your style matches with this guy's style. I'm about to link y'all up before I dip. So we ran all around the club. I find him in the front of the, you know, in the front of the stage.
Yes.
So he's standing there bobbing. And no, granted, I do wear heels sometimes, but guess what? Don't be surprised if you see me out and you have to look down to see me. I'm 5 foot flat. I'm a wee person. I'm a little
low
person.
Low on the short side.
I'm a wee person.
Vertically challenged, we will say.
I'm Smurf-like.
Like a one.
I'm almost dummy size. So, basically, he's like 6 foot or so. Suck. So, Dobby is free.
You ain't seen the latest Harry Potter.
Yes, I have. It's crushed my heart. But we're not talking about Harry Potter right now. We're going to tell the story.
It took Dobby all the way out the game.
They did. And I'm like, if Dobby would have shut the hell up and not did that whole speech like he likes to do before he strikes, Dobby would have made it. And I would have been a happy house elf. But no. They had to take Dobby. They took Sirius Black. You know how I feel about Harry Potter. Why you going to get me on that subject? Back to the story.
Yes.
So, I'm telling y'all, if y'all didn't know, I am a Harry Potter fanatic. I got the movies at the crib. Do not go there with me, Harry Potter. You have to say it like Harry Potter. Anyway, we're going to get back on my Nimbus 5000. But anyway, so he was close to the front of the stage. It's packed in this place. It's loud and everything. So, I have to lean on his shoulder a little bit to get to his ear, even if he leaned down. That's how short I am, people. I'm short. So I was leaning and I was saying what I had to say, and I see this bobblehead bitch keep on bob over, bob over. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this bitch? But I go ahead and I'm turned around. I'm trying to introduce these two and then tell them what the decision was and everything. So all of a sudden, when I start to turn around, this bitch just starts spazzing. Why she gotta be leaning on you like that? Why can't I hear the conversation? Bitch, we in a motherfucking concert. How you gonna hear the conversation? So, like, what I need to say has to go through everybody. Like, we handling business right here. So she was being real extra and just really putting her whole status out there. 100% bargain basement, bitch. Huh. You know what I'm saying? This bitch was not only a bargain basement bitch. This bitch was so fucking rude and ghetto. I'm talking Tootsie Rolls and pickles.
Was she basic?
Let me tell you. Hold on. I'm getting to her basicness. So before I could even say word in edgewise, like back in my former, in my youth, I would get mad just right off gate, just spaz out, just blank. Oh, y'all, come to heaven. This is girlfriend.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. Little memo. This is girlfriend. So normally I would just spaz immediately, but I'm like, pause. Bitch, I can't even take you serious with this $7.95 synthetic wig on. Like, I'll find a nigga with some hot ass breath, make him breathe on you, and it's a wrap. Eyebrows and all, you done for. So like, really, bitch, really, you want to go there with me? This bitch had on the bottom of the Tyson's Barrow wig on. This shit looks super cheap, super just ugh. Just like, really, I wouldn't even let my, if I had kids, I wouldn't even let my daughter play in this cheap ass wig. Like, no, boo boo. We gonna get you a $30 one, because that right there might make your hair fall out. Like, really, you bald bitch. So I got a strong really bitch out before my homeboy just yanked me away from her, because I guess he knew what it was. I go from 0 to 130 in like a blink.
It was about to go left, and then right, and then right, and then right, then left.
Just because I'm short, trust me, I know how to chop you down the sides and stomp on your ass. Anyway, he gets me out the club, and he's just like, you know, insecure bitch over something as little as nothing. Like, are you fucking serious? Because even though he's married, but this is my homeboy, he was behind me. You don't know what me and his situation is. You just blanking. Right. So I'm going to go holler at your man with a man behind me.
She fucking up business at that point.
Oh, yeah, that's why I would get to that point, too. Because after we walked off, he was like, fuck it, I don't even want to work with him. You know what I'm saying? He got some really major shit going on. So she messed up business for him. She messed up money. And it's just like, really? I have zero tolerance for silly bitches. It's just, it's a no-go for me. Oh,
it's a bad look.
It's, And then the fact that, like, let's just put it out there. If I wanted her, man, I could have had him about 39 times by now. I mean, I've known him for years.
39 to 40
And what
times.
This bitch don't know, and I'm about to put it out there for y'all, I am not above throwing my pussy for a purpose.
Hey, say it again.
I will throw my pussy for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, I much like Salt and Pepper would say, I'll take your man. Throw that shit on.
Salt and Pepper's back, and we came to out-rap you, so get out my face before I smack you. Hold on, you know, can't you understand? If you mess with me, I'll take your man. Dog in heat. You can call me a crook, a robber, a thief, but I'll be your butcher if you got beef. You know what's up, I ain't no poop pipe. Cold pepper kick butts on some young pups like you and the rest of your crew. If mine's on static, I'll diss her too. So scram, you know who I am. Damn chick, don't play me close, cause I'll take your man. I'll take your man whenever I feel like it. This ain't a bet or a bet, it's a damn promise from me to you. Your sex life's through. If you get another lover, I'll take him too. All I have to do is say a rhyme or two, he'll hop and leave you like a kangaroo. I'll make him heal for me, even steal for me. His mother and father, he'd kill for me. That's what you get for trying to play smart. Now take a hike with that split up heart. Girl, you don't know if you're coming or going. Look at your face, your jealousy's glowing and showing. Don't get mad, you don't have the right. I throw bolo solo, but ladylike on the mic. Psych is where I win my battles. I handle you like a baby with a rattle. They'll make me prove to you that I can't even give him up or get slammed. I'll take your man.
just repeat here. I don't wanna seem so be so damn mean, but you're the hippiest critter I ever seen. Before I got on the stage, you wished me good luck, turned around and told your friends I suck. Well, look at you now, you ain't got nobody searching for love in a fifth of Bacardi. You look bad, girl, you look like you're dying. Ain't no use in crying, I'll take your man. He's a ducker, sucker, soft-hearted punk. Going skiing for Caesars, stunts for blunt. So that's why y'all have so many things in common. Him for just robbing, but not robbing. I never ever went out my way to get play. I keep guys like yours held down at bay. You know I can't, I got the upper hand. Tramp, you don't stand a chance, cause I'll take your man. But yours is slow, he's a freaking a-hole. The back still stand, there's no changing plan.
Don't cover, your wish is my command.
Now you know I'll take your man, check him out. You see what I mean? He's leading the pack as the fellas scream.
Go stand it, get busy. Go stand it, get busy.
It's so easy to make him fall for me, Heather. No man can resist all and ever. Because we're perfect from head to toe. Speculation, your man says so. Revenge is sweet, but payback's a trip, girlfriend. You won't know which is which, but I'll tell you this. Don't try to answer this damn, because if you do, then I'll take your, and I'll take your, and we'll take your man.
Boy, got your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. See, those are the consequences, people. Those are the consequences. You step to the empress, things are happening. Just because I'm a laid back chick don't mean.
She said she gonna throw her, put her pussy where her mouth is.
No. Ew.
Yeah, then he gonna put his pussy where her mouth is.
Why does he have a pussy? No, Bishop, you all wrong.
Like he gonna put his mouth where the pussy is what I thought I said.
No, you did.
That's what I said in my head.
The point is, this is just I'm putting this on air right now. Cause I've been feeling this way for a mighty long time. But it's past time I say something. I am so fucking tired. Yeah, I got loud on that one. A bitch is coming at me like with that I want they man shit. I'm so tired of insecure bitches. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of insecure. I'm not gonna say that they're bitches. But
I don't know their names individually. I know a handful of them, but I don't have time to call them all out.
But if bitches is the term that we agree to use, then
they're bitches.
There are a lot of insecure bitches out there, man.
That's the term I'm solid on right now. Because when a goofy bitch like the other day jumps at me on some dumb shit, it's like, really, bitch? That's the word I use. Really, bitch? I'm not going to say, excuse me, miss. No, because you're acting like a bitch. You're acting like a pickle sucking bitch.
And at the end of the day, her beef ain't even with you.
Exactly. It's like you being real extra. My thing is right here. Hold on, I'm getting to that. I just want to put this on everything I love right now. I really need to say this, Bishop. The next bitch to come at me with some I want they man shit all sideways over a nigga I don't even want, it's a wrap. I'm taking a man. I'm gonna give him something to fucking talk about.
Give him something to talk
about. I'm going to give him something to be mad about then. And then I want that bitch to say something to me. Best way to get me to pay attention to a nigga I ain't paying no motherfucking attention to is keep got there and accusing me of doing something I ain't doing. Watch me do it. Because I'm just saying, in my younger days, I wouldn't even give a fuck. Now I'm a little older. I'm on some chill shit. It's whatever. But now I just got to come at these hoes real hard.
Come at these holes, yes, real hard.
Because
I like the way that sounds.
I'm at that breaking point. Me being a female in this business, I choose not to mess with anybody in the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the one person I did mess with was single, so it's none of nobody's business.
I said the hardest part of the business is
minding their own. Thank you, Drake. God darn. But okay, and then what kills me is it's truly only one chick in the business that could even be mad at me for looking at her crazy, because I only like one dude in the business, and everybody know who the hell that is. So she would have been like, "Damn, she looked at me all crazy," because I did give her a once over. But that's just okay. I'm gonna put it all out there. Okay, see, I'm airing. I'm cleaning up my closet.
Take your time. Let's get a song in, then we're going to clean the closet, because I want to hear this, too.
You better get me before I don't want to say it no more, but oh, I'm going to say it.
Well, say it, and then we'll just make it work on the back end.
My thing is, I was feeling one person in the business, and I think everybody on earth know who that is. Well, you know, in our little circle. It wasn't nothing I hid.
Are you going to, like, tell, like, the for those who don't know?
No. That's not my business. But the thing is, when I saw his girl,
I don't think everybody knows, though.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you later then. But the thing is,
you're supposed to tell me now. That's what makes for like the great programming. You feel me?
No, because he's not gonna be a victim in this rant, and I ain't gonna stir up no crap for him.
I think I know who it is. I have an idea.
But I'm about to tell you, when I seen his girl, I was so disappointed. It was like when everybody found out Janet Jackson was dating Jermaine Dupri, like.
It was actually a Frankie Lyman situation.
Pretty much. You just like disappointed. But, like,
all through the movie, Frankie Lyman is Lorenz Tate, and you can be like, yeah, I can see how them girl want him. You know what I'm saying? Lorenz Tate and shit, no homo. He damn do his thing. Yeah. Damn, at the end, they show the nigga Frankie Lyman. I'm like, this nigga? That nigga look like E.T. mixed with Arnold damn of damn.
Different strokes.
Yes.
Exactly.
E.T. Coleman. You feel me? This motherfucker.
I know, right? But I felt like when I saw his girl, I gave her the straight ill, yuck face once over.
That was wrong.
It was.
I was wrong.
I admit it, it was. I wouldn't even talk to him because I was so disappointed in his choices in life. But the thing
well, you know him.
But the thing is, it's like they had like some red bottoms going out. Like all of them was in my size in a big ass store. And they had shoes for everybody that had an 8.5 foot. And they were just the cutest shoes you ever seen. And nobody told me the sale was on. That's how I felt. Like, oh, so you was just taking anything? Damn, I would have snatched you up.
You feel you could have got in there, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, though, like, if she would have said something, I would have been like, yeah, I was wrong, and I would have let that shit go.
Yeah.
But it wasn't her.
She had an actual beef.
Yeah. She could have. She had grounds to have beef.
At the end of the day, though, you don't want... I mean
mugged her.
Me, myself, that's my whole thing on jealousy, you know what I'm saying? If I would have gone, I know my gal fine. Yeah, you can look bad.
I'm sorry. He can't say that.
She fine. I ain't got no gal, though.
I'm going to say, I'm talking about the one I was talking about. He can't say that. She ain't cute.
She been ugly?
She weird looking.
We not going to delve too deep, you know what I'm saying? Not to bruise any feelings, you feel me? Like, goddamn.
I don't approve. And that's no hate. Several other people on the scene has agreed with me that something is off about this chick.
Well, for the motherfuckers who damn don't holler at me, and I think I should be in the spot, I be hating. Yeah. I just feel like you could have made a better decision sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I compare favorably on paper, what am I going to say?
I mean, Bishop, you top choice, though.
I mean, you know.
I know your stacks.
It's
so.
Everything glitter and gold. You know what I'm
saying?
Vice versa works the same way.
I'm
you know
saying,
what I'm
back
saying?
In the day, if I had better taste than men, I should have snatched you up.
Maybe you might have. Shut up. Shit.
If I knew something when I was younger, I would have snatched you up. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and put on a song because I don't understand why bitches out here getting stupid over dudes.
You shouldn't.
Because it's raining men. Like Rihanna and Nicki.
Boom, bye-bye. Set your standards lower, boy, you're aiming too high. Matter of fact, your friend looks better, so goodbye. Motherfuckers know it's plenty fish in the sea. Now we sweating me just cause I got the tightest whore. But I couldn't find out that thing with a microscope. Give me dom dom da 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 dom dom dom. I ain't tripping on your money long long long. Want my own TV production company. So tell Harpo to hit me silly. Anyway, baby, what rhymes with your name really? Money got you vacationing in Chile. Do you wanna sit on the bunk while I really?
No, for real, really?
Lay down here on the beach, they be feeding me my catfishes. Cause there's raining men that
I ain't even worried about you, homie, cause there's plenty more fish in the sea.
I know you hear a lot of funny parts in this, but I'm being so sincere, so for real.
I'm so sincere.
Like, honestly, a bitch gonna fuck around, jump in my face, and be like, I want they man, and being all extra. And that bitch gonna wake up the next day in Harlem Nights.
Yeah, give me Hollycourt, 55377. Hello, it's Daddy. Hey, darling, put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look it, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
I'm telling you, these hoes gotta learn. I think I'm about to start calling myself Professor Empress Journey. I'm about to start schooling them.
The professor.
Technically, I got the degree. I can do whatever the hell I want to do. But you know what I noticed? This all came out of this situation. I just started thinking about stuff. You can really always tell when a bitch ain't used to getting dick.
You can.
It's kind of like when they were little. You could tell they only got new clothes at Easter time, and they ain't know how to act. They get new dick. They don't know how to fucking act, so they get all extra and start feeling themselves. Or maybe this particular person might just have that double dumb dick, and after he hit it, it make a bitch want to dumb out.
Dumb.
And if that's the case, then maybe the hell I should try his ass, because maybe I want to act a little stupid too.
Shit. That fat in your life. It makes a difference, I'm telling you.
It does. But what kills me is, in all realness, this got me questioning him as a man in our friendship, because we've been cool for so many years and I didn't even get a call, text, nothing. Like, damn, that was out of order. My B. You know what I'm saying? Like, soon as this bitch opened her mouth, it should have been like I'm from the old school.
Nah, yo, sometimes, see, me and you, we kind of had a similar kind of thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And notice me and you didn't have an argument about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, you talking about when it happened that time?
Yeah.
But you actually put your foot down in a way. It was nice. Oh, you not going to speak? I heard it.
I mean, you know
it was still an eye roll in a storm off.
Yo, if I had it to do over again, I just had to apologize and buy you lunch or something, yo, because God damn it, yo. That shit was
really
serious. Blowback is the two words that I would use.
But she never liked me.
I mean, you know, hey.
And we always had problems. And I...
Y'all don't have problems, though.
No, she had a problem with me. I ain't have no problem with her until she went rolling her head and her ass and wanted to get kicked down some steps. My thing was, I respected you because, you know, if we had been friends for so many moons set back, I would have fucked you in front of her. That's the type of goddamn place she took me, and I just didn't like it.
And I feel.
I'm just like, what? I fuck the hell out your man. Make goddamn, I'm talking about ride him till his tongue just fall out. Fuck you, bitch, in front of you. Take the shit. Memento. Take that shit home. Why you laughing at me? I'm so fucking for real. I'm tired of these bitches. And I know some chicks out there that so feel me, and the bitches who I'm probably talking about is mad.
Madder than a motherfucker.
Yo, man is not safe. He's not secure no more. I'm on the prowl. Like, really? Just because I don't be putting... Even though I may talk about my personal life on air, I still got codes for everything. And I still keep my personal life very much personal. So just because you don't see me with a dude all the damn time, or you might see me with a lot of dudes, don't mean I'm fucking a lot of dudes. And the actual dude I am with, or that I do chill with like that, you probably would never really see us together, like, out on the scene or anything. Because, I mean, even when I was married, nobody ever saw my husband.
I saw him.
Yeah, you saw him. But still, like, on the scene, you never saw us. Ever. Because I keep my two lives very, very much separate.
I feel you.
Because I don't want a lot of people all up in my business.
Motherfuckers will get jealous, yo.
Yeah, that too.
Real talk.
And everybody want to have something to say about what's going on over here.
Like, and my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? If that's my gal or whatever, I don't feel like jealousy and trust can exist in the same space.
Exactly. Yeah, y'all were doomed to fail from the beginning, bitch. I told you could do better than that.
I mean, you did, but Dom, you might not know the resume now. You run down that resume now. You that they might look a little different. Well, you think a boy be starting now? Shit.
I'm just saying, though, she was extra, like the other chick was extra. I run into a lot of extra, but yo, why I get the second, and I'm just sitting here, shout out to the It's like if Charlotte had a reality show of Hip Hop Wives, I would probably be the only single one up on there. But
oh, all these bitches are single now. Let's not fucking pretend, you know.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the married ones. No, I'm talking about the married ones.
The married one, well.
No, I'm giving them.
We're not talking about basketball wives, because basketball wives, there none of them.
Oh, no. I'm saying wives. if Charlotte had the show, you know, it's always, well.
I heard Charlotte's about to get the show.
Oh, shit. That's going to be crazy.
Somebody told me.
Depending on which one they do. And if they go, I doubt it would be the black people, because it seemed like we could only exist in Atlanta. Like, black people ain't married in other cities. Anyway, that's a whole different search.
Indeed.
But the thing is, I'm just giving love to all my hip-hop wives out there, because I'll never, like, you know what else I noticed? I'm putting it all out there again. The ladies that's A, secure in a relationship, B, you know, got a good man. They don't come at you like that. It be the bitches with the men that don't nobody want, that ain't shit, don't have no job, ain't doing shit what they got during life, calling themselves, or I don't even like this nigga. I should put him on super blast, because his wife chased me down a motherfucking sunset.
You wouldn't do it?
She did chase me down sunset in the car. I've never met this chick before in my life. And she was like, I'm such and such wife. I'm like, okay, Skittles and got during Gobstoppers to you. Like, what the fuck you want? She was like, I just want to say hi. He talks about you all the time. I'm like, so you chase me down the street. Like, I'm just going down the street. I drive fast anyway. So I'm just like, this bitch noticed me going down the fucking street. And the bitch don't like me and don't know I don't know she don't like me, because she think I wanted her man. But guess what? Your man ain't shit. I'm telling this on air. Your man ain't shit. You need to go get tested, because he fuck everything walking. Hey, I'm probably the only one that ain't never fucked that nigga.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, my bad. I spazzed out. But
you did that.
I'm back.
Nah, but we not in it. Fuck it.
But I'm just saying, though. It's just like, if I tell, like, I know shit about her man that she might have wanted to know. I'm probably, like, the only bitch to got there and ain't fucking that nigga. And Lord knows he is not cute to me by nobody's standards. That nigga look like, ugh.
And on that note.
Yeah, we just gonna. We just throwing the song, because I'm stuck in this place right now.
We're gonna dedicate this one right here to all the jealous motherfucking hating ass motherfuckers out there.
Jealous hoes!
Hey girl, why you so jealous? I mean, you had your chance. When I used to write you letters in class, you never wrote back. But now since you know I'm talking to Kim, you wanna cause problems. But I'm here to let you know, don't even try it. Well, I guess you win some, and you lose some. Point blank, girl, you lost this one. Yo, Dave, kick it to him. I just wanna let you know that it's hurting me so. Girl, I just had to let you go. There's a jealous girl.
Ooh, I'm sorry, I spazzed out, I blanked out for a second there.
Yeah,
but I don't need to drop no names because I ain't giving that nigga not pinch of fame off of my ass. But I tell you like this, you know who you are, Beth. You.
You, it was jealous girl in our town.
Beth Cooper ass nigga. Oh, speaking of jealousy,
yeah,
I just heard some greatness. You gonna miss this.
It happens, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Woo! Thank you, Bishop, for that one. He had to bring me out of the mood I was in.
Yeah,
but
no,
do you get messages like that often?
No, I don't.
Bishop being real stingy and not being a good bang that host right now, not letting y'all at least get a sample of this great. I'm talking about it was so many high parts.
And that's
I feel bad for laughing and they not getting to hear it, B. Let me hear a piece. Let me hear a pinch of it.
All right,
pinch the people. Pinch them.
I'm going to let them hear
peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Peace out.
Peer pressure.
I guess you got some better pussy and I'm drunk and that's all fucking good.
Jealousy's a motherfucker. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. If you a jealous motherfucker, you just a weak motherfucker.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been months. Feel me? Months. But that particular that is a small snippet from a recent.
Oh, he got better, y'all.
Oh, that was like I wasn't even 10 seconds worth of it, yo. It's classic material.
That whole thing. Oh my god!
I'm just keeping it from my archives.
You would think that we staged that just for y'all personal entertainment, but it's real. It's for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying,
man.
Y'all don't get to even hear like a lot of the good shit. Y'all don't even get to hear
That thing is hilarious.
Yeah, that's classic material. Man.
I like the way she was like, and goodbye. Okay. Back to my focus. Back to my focus. You can't give me foolishness like that. Wow. You must be King Ding-a-ling over where she was at.
Nah, man.
Got them riding by your house. You know, my ex-husband still does that sometimes. Think I don't know. Anyway. I mean,
yeah, she ain't crazy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, what you trying to say? My ex-husband crazy? Even though he is? Well, you know.
there are levels of crazy.
Yeah.
She might ride by, but she ain't going to stop.
She might throw a piece of paper at your house. Nigga, clean that shit up.
That's over.
Okay,
moving on.
I'm just saying, like, the way I feel about my particular situation is like dudes like that end up with bitches like this.
I want my money.
What are you talking about?
Byron.
We ain't together, okay?
And I don't feel sorry for them one bit.
Yeah, that ain't nowhere to be.
That's what you ask for. You get what you ask for. You got them dumb bitches. So when she flip and be like that, and you stuck in an unhappy situation, I'm just going to be like,
I try to avoid any and all unhappy situations.
My thing is, most of them niggas that them bitches be acting stupid on feel a lot like vintage LL Cool J. They gonna leave you for the next bitch with a bigger butt. Drop it.
I was at the mall, sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair, and bodies built to swing. That's when I seen her, her name was Tina, grace and poise, kinda like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, cause yo, I'm living swell. But
then again, I'm living kind of foul, cause my girl don't know that I'm out on the prowl. To make a long story short, I got the digits, called on my car phone and paid her a visit. She had a big old booty, I was doing my duty. I mean, yo, I admit that my girl's a cutie, but Tina was exotic, Earl's my witness, with the kind of legs that put stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it was a big butt freak. I sat my girl down, couldn't hold it in, and said to her with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, the system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda. She had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep, she's only 17, but yo, don't sleep. I kicked the base like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired, let's go get some rest, relax by the fire. I put your big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing, you wanna get freaky, let me kiss your belly button. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes, went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I walked in the place, everybody was looking, and shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter, you look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat, pushed her back aside and pulled off a coat. On and on till the break of dawn, all over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing, I checked my watch, I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
I'm just saying, like, honestly.
Okay, can I say one thing before you go on?
Go ahead.
Big old butt in everything, you know what I'm saying?
Never trust a big butt in a smile. That girl is poison.
Work with what you got, you know what I'm saying?
And me personally, I don't like boys with big butts, so.
Boys ain't supposed to, I don't know. I'm not touch that. Granted, I like a fat ass, but good pussy beat a fat ass 10 out of 10 times.
And those are wise words from the one and only KB in the mix.
Heavy mixing.
Heavy mixing. So you know he speaks truth. We've been tripping on this show, y'all. You know what I tweeted just now? I was like, if we were on air, they will pull us off.
Bad.
Why you think me and B cool? We assholes. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Honestly, I hate that it's come to this. I hate that I feel this way. But I feel like dumbass bitches have just gone overboard. And it's time that they learn. Just because I'm all refined and in the cut don't mean I can't take your man. And I don't even want him.
I got a question. All right, suppose you got a man, right? And then somebody take him, and then you take him back. That's fair, right?
Hell yeah, that's fair. Technically, you ain't taking him back. He coming back because he shouldn't have left in the first damn place. But me personally, I don't do throwbacks. Keep your ass gone. I take them back and then I drop them just to prove my point. See, I like proving points. Every now and then, I feel the need to flex my power. Like, you know, people flex. They must. Every now and then, I gotta flex my power.
You can don't use sleep. Power and then you can misuse power, though.
Yeah, sometimes like I want to misuse my power. Like, if I was Harry Potter and I had a wand, sometimes I just want to scrum me up some goddamn for Polly Pasta. Sometimes I want to be in it myself.
Harold Potter.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to take my Nemesis 5000 to the beach or something. Shit, sometimes I want to do stuff. And I get tired of being a bigger person all the time. So, with that being said, I'm just going to say, you can't be, as Puffy said once, you can't be a hater and hate the haters.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say that right. You can't be a player and hate the players. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Either way it go.
However that goes.
Either way it go, get the fuck off my tits. And I know y'all probably saying, I know she didn't say it, but yeah. They can just start calling me Miss I Said It.
Miss I Said It. I like that.
Thank you.
That's hashtagable.
Yeah. Thank you. So, with that being said, EJ has said, put her foot on the ground. I have drawn my line in the sand. I dare bitch to cross it. Come at me with some dumb shit, and we going to get dumb together.
Well, I would like to say, don't nobody come at me with no dumb shit, because I'm not about no dumb shit.
I ain't about dumb shit, but you ain't going to keep coming at me and I ain't retaliate. That's like you going to keep throwing rocks at the damn throne. Eventually, I'm going to have to say off with your head.
Do not buck up that tree. That tree will fall on you.
Pretty much, little chihuahuas, bitches. With that being said,
who the hell left the gate open?
And let your retarded ass out. With that being said, yo, follow us on Twitter at Bangnet Radio, at Heavy Mixin, at Embrace Journey.
Heavy Mixin.
Yeah, you can always join the group who get the shows first. Bangnet Radio on Facebook.
Like it.
Yeah. Or just go to the website. Shoot. Bangnetradio.com. We bring you nothing but the for real, real latest updates the way we see it.
Keep banging that radio, man.
Bang, 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 bang. We're going to drop you out with a little Kanye-Z and Jay-Z. Yeah, that was whack, but whatever. Kanye and Jay-Z.
Jay-Z and Ye. Damn, shout out to the motherfucking haters.
Haters, haters, haters. And I made myself so easy to love. Yeah, yeah. How much they hate it, very. Kiss girls like Katy Perry. I am never sprung, but I spring her, Jerry. Don't try this at home, results may vary. King like T.I. but in the shower, Larry. Hoover, Hofer, Bofa, American gangsters, you choose who's colder. Rappers get nasty in the booth, but I'm close. I can't even stomach myself. Oh, sir. More realer, cause I'm closer. Had girlies and girdles weighing more than they supposed to. Poser? No, sir. My hustle? So Russell. I stretch work. Yoga. You know I got it down, dawg. Al Roker. I used to knock pounds off. It ain't nothing for me to knock mounds off. And these MCs praying for my downfall. They're just haters. I wave at you, I'm so player. I'll never be done, I'm so rare. We killing the game, it's not fair. You motherfuckers, they right there. Cause we too high up in the air. We blasting off just like a laser. Nigga, pum, pum, pum. Give me back, give me room, room, room. DB9 like, boom, boom, boom. Young ho, what we doing?
We ballin'. Bitches, eating y'all food, leaving dishes. Why these niggas always talking land talk, yeah? Why I never see them at the clear port, yeah? Why I always hear they at the airport? Why I fly daily like I'm in the Air Force? Therefore, please stop talking my ass off. Millionaire talk, you haters. You mad at me cause your paper. Need to get this motherfucking weight up.
Hold up.
Wait up. I ain't done. Name one thing that I ain't done. It hurts when you say that I ain't one. You haters. How do I gain your favor? I need to know cause I care. I need you to love me, I swear. Look, hey, see, yeah, yes. Running the shine like y'all sayers. I'm running New York, I got the mayor on my pager. You can't fade us, you hate us. I need you, stay there, yeah. I breathe you like air. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. We're all my haters. I love all my haters. Love all my haters. I love all my haters.
fuck my hater. Fuck my hater. Hater. Yeah.